gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World. On today's program, we've got a bunch of things to talk about in this hour. We're going to be talking about some new car stuff, some industry inside scoop with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Hour number two of the broadcast will bring us our motorsports update with Jeff Bressler. And also, we will be joined by a very interesting gentleman who is going to be telling us about a very interesting subject that I'm going to kind of keep you hanging on. In hour number three of the program, we're going to be joined by Dave Kinney from Cars That Matter, Haggerty's Cars That Matter. And we'll be taking your telephone calls all along the way and having a little fun playing trivia as well. Well, I've just returned within the last few days from a rather extensive road trip, which included time at the SEMA convention out in Las Vegas and some other automotive happenings along the way. So let me tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And this automotive news report here on Auto World is brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, you can visit the website www.goldeagle.com. Well, the SEMA show out in Las Vegas is officially history, and certainly lots of anticipation going in of a not-so-hotly attended show, but I would have to say that the attendance this year was, although not as strong as we had seen 5 or 6 years ago, we will see definitely a number of additional things happening in the not-too-distant future with some great products being unveiled at the SEMA show, which we'll see in automotive showrooms and applications around the world. It is definitely a worldwide event. As a matter of fact, it's the largest automotive accessory show in all of America, in all of the world, to be exact. And every year, close to 100,000 people are in attendance. I don't have the figures for this year's show, but I can tell you, definitely, especially in the early couple of days of the show, it was very, very busy. The manufacturer of the show for 2009 was Ford, and Ford's big news at the show included showing off just a whole slew of variants of the Mustang. As a matter of fact, I believe there were somewhere in the vicinity of 15 or 16 on the Ford show floor. Ford also unveiled a race-ready Mustang that you can purchase. They've done this in the past, and they're doing it again. And we'll get you more details on that in the coming weeks here on Auto World. Many of the other manufacturers were represented at the show as well, including all the Japanese and Korean brands. Not so many European brands in attendance this time. I had the opportunity to chat with folks from Mazda, who always have a big presence at the SEMA show. I also talked with some folks from Subaru and some folks from Toyota. Toyota, as a matter of fact, had a semi-world debut at the show. The all-new 4Runner made its public debut at the SEMA show at the Truck Trend Proving Grounds. Yes, Motor Trend Magazine had two different proving grounds at the SEMA show and gave the SEMA attendees the opportunity to take the latest incarnation of the iconic 4Runner for a spin. Some of the other stories making headlines in the world of automobiles include the fact that Bugatti has unveiled to a select group of journalists a successor to the Veyron 16-4. The 16-cylinder quad turbocharged supercar is officially history. They have stopped building those, or will soon stop within the next few months. They're not going to be unveiling any additional variants of the Bugatti Veyron. The last one, the Grand Sport, which was the convertible version, was indeed the last. So what has Bugatti got up its sleeve for the high rollers, so to speak? Well, they're going to be doing a sedan this time around, a high-performance luxury sedan using that same 16-cylinder power plant. However, this time, instead of doing four turbochargers, they intend to do some superchargers. The styling on this Bugatti sedan is very unique. As a matter of fact, it has some throwbacks to vehicles from the 1930s or 1940s in that it's got a split windshield. I don't know if that's just for the concept form or whether it is going to be put into production in that fashion, but rather unusual to say the least. They haven't set a prospective price tag for this successor to the Veyron, but you can be guaranteed that it's going to be a very pricey, limited production piece. It was a number of years ago that there was some rumors circulating around that Bugatti was going to bring in a less expensive vehicle, a vehicle which reportedly would cost between $70,000 and $100,000, but being savvy in the world market of automobiles, they didn't want to devalue the brand of the Bugatti with all those folks who paid $1 million plus to $2 million plus for the Veyron. They didn't want to bring in something that was going to devalue those high rollers. So they're going to continue in the high roller department with this all new sedan, which we'll see probably unveiled in production form. If I had to guess, I would say they would pick a European venue to do so, probably the Geneva Motor Show come next March. Speaking of auto shows, the next big thing on the automotive agenda is the Los Angeles International Auto Show, which will be opening to the press in the first couple of days of December, so it's not that far off to say the least, and there are going to be a number of world debuts and North American debuts at the show. Matter of fact, JAG will show off their XJ for the first time here in North America. It was seen at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, but it has not officially been unveiled to the public, so L.A. will be the place for that. L.A. will also see the introduction of many other new vehicles. It will be the world, rather North American debut of the Ferrari replacement for the F430. There will also be a number of world debuts from significant manufacturers such as Ford, as well as the folks from BMW and just a whole slew of others. So we'll be there in attendance, gathering up interviews and telling you more about it here on Auto World in the not-too-distant future. While I've got the opportunity here, we want to remind you that if you won a prize here on the program a while back and didn't receive it, why don't you send me your name and address and telephone number to bob@autoworldradio.com, because hopefully next week or the week after, we're going to be joined by Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, and we're going to do another one of our big giveaways with Warren reaching into the big bucket of winners that we've had in recent weeks here on the program, and coming out with a winner of a big prize. I believe Warren this time around is going to give up a prize worth about $100, so we're looking forward to that, to say the least. We're also looking forward to our first guest on today's program, Paul Eisenstein, who will be joining us following our upcoming break here. And as I mentioned, in hour number three of the program, we'll be joined by Dave Kinney from Hagerty's Cars That Matter, which will give you the opportunity to ask Dave about classic car stuff. As a matter of fact, we're going to be talking to Dave about some of the recent auctions he has attended, as well as some of the cars that have risen in value. He keeps a track of the automotive collector car trends, much like the folks keep track of the stock market. He has different categories of vehicles, kind of like blue chip stocks, and keeps an index of the values of these cars, and he'll be able to tell us what's hot and what's not. As I mentioned in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a very special guest as well, and I'll have some more details about that guest coming up momentarily here on Auto World. But in the meantime, why don't we kick things off in grand style here and throw out a trivia question just to get things heated up a little bit. Since I was at the SEMA show, I would have to say the most customized vehicles at this year's event were the Chevrolet Camaro, the Ford Mustang, and the Nissan GTR, which was a surprise to many people because the GTR is hardly an inexpensive piece, coming in at between $75,000 and $80,000, but you would be surprised at the number of variants of the GTR that were unveiled at the SEMA show, done up big by the customizers. So we'll make the trivia question on one of those three vehicles. We'll make it a question on the GTR. This is the first time that we've seen the GTR here in North America, introduced last year, but it has been sold in Europe and Asia for many years. However, it was not called the GTR. It was called something beginning with the letter S. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. I got a drink, thanks to my wife, so my voice is acting a little bit better at the moment. We've got all kinds of things to talk about here on Auto World, and we begin the program in grand style with a gentleman who has graced numerous publications around the world and does so all the time. He is also the publisher of one of the hottest automotive websites out there. It is thedetroitbureau.com. It's my pleasure to welcome back one of our regular contributors here on the show, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Well, I think I've got the cold that you're just getting over with, Bob, but other than that, doing fine.
Well, since we haven't chatted with you, I know we got a ton of things to talk about in a while. I just wanted to get your take on what happened with Saturn there a number of weeks back with Roger Penske backing out of the deal. What do you think?
It's a little sad, isn't it? I still remember the day that they announced that they were going to do this great Maverick division that was going to revolutionize General Motors and help them compete against the imports way back in, 1985?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, GM has screwed it up pretty badly over the years. They had a great concept. They didn't execute it as well as they should have. They starved it for product, and then by the time they finally gave it everything it needed, it was too late. Consumers just didn't take it on. And when they had to do the reorganization, they finally admitted what they have been told by analysts for years, that it was time to cut the number of GM divisions by half. Well, Saturn was going to go. They hoped to find a buyer for it, as you mentioned. Roger Penske, the legendary motorsports entrepreneur and guy who has just made almost everything he touched work, couldn't this time. He was hoping to get cars from Renault Nissan, and they just ultimately looked at it and said it's not going to work, and they backed out, and the deal fell apart. Saturn will die soon.
It is a shame because you and I remember, too, not that long ago, I believe it was 2004 or so, that Saturn kind of went in a different direction with various new products, and these products were more European in origin and, you know, at least initially rolled out to some pretty good reviews and some pretty good sales.
Now, if you recall, it was only a few years ago that the Saturn Aura was voted North American Car of the Year.
That's right.
It was based off the same platform as the Chevrolet Malibu, which went on to also be named North American Car of the Year, what was that, a year later. And it was really a great promise. We saw the Saturn Astra, which was essentially a minor modification of the European version brought here to North America. We saw the View, which I still think is one of the best vehicles in its segment, a crossover, small crossover segment. There were a lot of great things being done, but by that time, as I said a moment ago, GM had so screwed up Saturn that it had largely lost the momentum that it needed to take these new products and really click with the marketplace. And it was just too late. And it's sad because Saturn was doing in many ways all the stuff that General Motors needed more broadly. But unfortunately, Penske needed to get an outside vendor to come up with products because GM was only going to supply them until 2012, and he couldn't find it.
Wow.
Actually, I'm a bit surprised that one of the Chinese makers didn't try to come in and pull a deal to take over Saturn. But as it is, I see no reprieve at this point.
No, absolutely. And speaking of the Chinese, what's the latest on the Hummer acquisition by the Chinese? Is that a done deal or still kind of hanging there, Paul?
Well, I think until all the paperwork is signed, there is a possibility that it could still fall apart. But at this point, it looks like that deal, which seemed a lot less likely than the Penske-Saturn deal, that deal with the Chinese maker that had been a big truck maker but not an automobile manufacturer, it looks like that deal is going to go through.
Isn't that something?
It is very odd, but in this automotive world, all sorts of strange things happen. Look at the other GM division that's being sold, Saab. How many decades? 2 decades now they've
mm-hmm.
spent continuously promising to get that thing turned around, and year after year it just doesn't work. So who's taking it over? Koenigsegg, a micro manufacturer that produces these million-dollar supercars out of Sweden, got the help of the government and is going to be taking over Saab.
I know, which is a surprise to many people because this manufacturer in the past has turned out minuscule amounts of vehicles per year. How are they going to do it, Paul?
Now, that, I'll tell you what, I think we're all going to be watching that, but there's so many strange things happening right now. Another big surprise for many people is probably going to occur if and when Geely signs the deal to take over Volvo. Geely is one of the most aggressive of the Chinese manufacturers. It's one of the few strong players out of China that is not building itself up by forming joint ventures with foreign manufacturers. Geely has gone its own way producing Geely cars. And right now, they seem to be the only serious bidder, the only serious chance that Volvo has of getting out from under Ford.
Amazing. Our telephone number, toll-free, 800-248-9251. 259-9231. 259-9231. A few too many radio shows in my head. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about a car that, Paul, you had the opportunity to drive recently, and folks can check it out at thedetroitbureau.com. And that's the new Leaf for Nissan. This is an electric-powered five-seater. Tell us all about it, Paul.
Well, I'm going to give you one hint before I go too far into this. I will be breaking some very interesting news about the Leaf and some of the unusual strategies that Nissan has. Imagine sometime in the future, not only will we be able to buy a battery car, but how'd you like to be able to buy a battery car and then choose what distance that battery will deliver and perhaps even the level of performance? We'll be posting that at midnight tonight, a special report on what could transform the electric car business.
Very good.
That's going to be an interesting one. That's the DetroitBureau.com as of midnight tonight. It'll be a Monday posting. Now, the car itself. Leaf is Nissan's first push into the electric car business. Everybody's hearing about this new world of battery technology. The industry likes to call it electrification. But everybody, from the smallest manufacturers to the newest, you know, players like Kia and Hyundai, all the way up to the big guys, GM, Ford, Toyota, and now Nissan, are getting into batteries. We'll talk more about that, I guess, after the break.
That's right. More with Paul Eisenstein from the Detroit Bureau. You got to hear all about the Leaf. This is Auto World.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul has had a busy couple of weeks here, driving lots of new cars. And one of the most interesting is this Nissan Leaf. And Paul just broke before the commercial break there that if you log on to the Detroit Bureau tomorrow, you're going to be able to read some. After midnight tonight, you'll be able to read some exclusive stuff there about the Leaf. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about your initial impressions of this vehicle, and will it indeed beat the Chevrolet Volt to the marketplace?
Well, not exactly. And by the way, we do have a review of the Leaf up already. So if you're looking to read more about the Leaf itself, you can go to the DetroitBureau.com right now. We'll just have an additional story in the morning. The Leaf is an interesting vehicle. Nissan is taking an unusual approach where companies like Ford and General Motors are saying, look, we need to have these combination vehicles, hybrids, plug-ins, extended range electric vehicles. The Volt is this EREV, so to speak, where they get relatively short distance on battery power alone. The plug-in version of the Prius, for example, will get about 16 miles. The plug-in version of the Volt will get 40. Well, Nissan's attitude is, let's not go halfway. Let's go to a pure zero-emission vehicle with no additional gasoline-based motor on board, and we use a bigger battery. So that's where the Leaf comes in. It's a pure battery electric vehicle that will get about 100 miles. Launch feel is remarkable. Electric is, you know, Bob, gets maximum torque the moment the motor starts spinning. So you get this immediate push you into the seat sort of acceleration. It'll hit about 90 miles an hour, and as mentioned, the range will be about 100 miles. But what I'm hearing is that additional developments in their battery could give them 150, even 200 miles by the middle of the decade.
That is pretty decent indeed, and this, of course, uses the lithium-ion battery technology, Paul?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to hear a lot about lithium ion in the near future. Today's standard hybrids, whether you're talking about the Ford Fusion Hybrid or the Prius or the Honda Insight, they all use nickel metal hydride. The lithium ion technology, which we're already seeing in laptops and in cell phones and other consumer electronics, well, that technology is a lot more challenging to work with. It's a lot less well known. And now they're being asked to scale it up from a couple of ounces that you would have in a battery pack for your cell phone to what could be 300, 400, 600 pounds, and put it in an automotive environment, which is really challenging. So that's going to be the real question. Will this technology work? One of the interesting things is you hear lithium ion, but the reality is there's about 14 different families of chemistry, and I won't try to get into it. I bore the listeners. But there's a lot of different types. There's lithium that uses cobalt. There's lithium using ferrous oxide and manganese. And each one of these chemistries has a very different behavior. Some of them are particularly good. They just have a minor problem. They can catch fire. So manufacturers are trying to figure out which is the best one to use in the car.
Nissan's doing a unique marketing tour with the Leaf. I understand they're going to be kicking off a 22-city zero-emissions tour, Paul.
Yeah, I had a chance to actually connect with Nissan in Los Angeles where they're launching this 22-city tour. I'll tell you what, Bob, just about everything that they're doing with this vehicle is a little bit different. Not only are they going to the full electric vehicle rather than some form of hybrid, but they are also using some unusual approaches in the very concept of how they're going to market it. For example, you'll be able to buy the Leaf vehicle for, we're guessing, because they're not giving us a hard price, but we're guessing about $25,000 or even less. Carlos Ghosn, the CEO of Nissan, said on Friday that he expects that you'll be able to buy the basic vehicle for within a couple percent of what a comparable gasoline-powered vehicle would cost, the same sort of vehicle. Now, that does not include the battery. You will have to pay extra for the battery, and the cost of the battery will be based on what Nissan assumes the energy cost, comparable energy cost would be. In other words, if you were to be driving, your a typical driver were to put on, say, 1,200 miles a month for that vehicle, and you'd use X number of gallons of gas, they'll do an estimate based on that, and they'll come up with the rough estimate of what the typical driver's going to pay. We're figuring, and again, the numbers could vary. I'm figuring that it could be somewhere between $200 and $300 a month, maybe a little bit less, to lease the battery. The battery will actually be a separate lease from the Leaf itself, which is a real unusual way of doing things.
Absolutely. If anybody has any questions about the Leaf, by all means, give us a call anytime here on our toll-free line from across America, or if you want to answer that Nissan trivia question all about the GTR, the supercar from Nissan. First time it's sold here. It's in its second year for production in the U.S., but it's been sold worldwide in Europe and Asia for a number of years. But it wasn't called the GTR over in Europe or in Asia. It was called something else, beginning with the letter S. The telephone number 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Paul, in addition to checking out the latest electric vehicle coming up from Nissan, you also had an opportunity to check out a new hybrid vehicle from Mercedes-Benz. Tell us about that.
Oh, boy, yeah, we had the chance to drive the ML hybrid recently, and that has been a little bit delayed, but just appears finally to be going on sale here in North America. It's surprising to a lot of people that the technology is very similar to what we're seeing in the General Motors hybrids. There was a very unusual joint venture formed several years ago by originally General Motors and Chrysler, and then BMW and, of course, Mercedes, because it once owned Chrysler, also joined the partnership. And so they're all sharing this basic two-mode technology. What's really nice about it, at least on paper, we're still waiting to see, more real-world experience. But the concept is that this is a leapfrog technology that will actually improve mileage on the highway, not just around town. That's one of the weaknesses of a traditional hybrid, like the Prius, like the Insight, is that they tend to be focused primarily in city driving. And, in fact, some of those hybrids can actually get lower mileage when it comes to highway driving.
Interesting. And I understand that they're going to be selling this vehicle as a lease-only vehicle, Paul?
Yeah, that's the indication right now, that it will be leased only. I'm not sure of the logic of it, but we'll see what the consumers, how the consumer reaction is to it. And the reality is that Mercedes-Benz has traditionally had an extremely high lease penetration, so I don't think most customers will be bothered by this.
No.
You're going to be seeing a ton of new electric-based vehicles, whether they be mild hybrids like the Insight, the full hybrids like the Prius, or like this new Mercedes, plug-ins like the Prius plug-in and the EREV GM, and then of course full battery cars. I did a story just recently. One of the big research firms did an estimate just a couple of weeks ago, calling and predicting that there would be something like 40 plus battery cars on the road in the next 3 years.
That's amazing. And when we come back, Paul's going to tell us about an interesting display that's going to be at the Detroit Auto Show about electric vehicles. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Lyon.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Eisenstein joins us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. Check it out online anytime, 24/7. And we've been talking about electric vehicles, a new lease from Nissan, the hybrid version of Mercedes ML. And Paul, I noticed recently on your site that you broke a story that they're actually going to have Electric Avenue at the Detroit Auto Show. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it really is. If you've gone to any auto show in the last year, you've noticed that there's a lot of attention being paid to all sorts of alternate powertrains, and that includes, of course, diesel, which some manufacturers are making a big push in, such as the Germans in particular. VW is very, very, very successful with their diesel line. But now we're seeing more and more makers getting into the battery side. And they're going to devote 37,000 square feet of space at Detroit's Cobo Hall, home of the annual North American International Auto Show, to this project called Electric Avenue. They'll be showing all sorts of new battery technology. There'll be concept vehicles there, vehicles that are actually going on the road and so on. And that, of course, doesn't even take in all the vehicles that will be showing up on the various automakers' stands on their own during the auto show. What's also interesting is they're going to bring back the Eco Experience. It's a short, about a quarter-mile test track that they've set up in the lower Michigan Hall, where you will be able to drive all sorts of advanced powertrain technology, get a feel for what it's like to drive those vehicles.
Very cool. And speaking of advanced technology, a little bit more old school, Ford is doing extremely well with their EcoBoost power plant right now in the Ford Taurus show and the Flex and the Lincoln MKX and the upcoming MKT. But you broke a story about perhaps a V8 variant finding its way into a GT500. That would be quite something.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with it, the EcoBoost is the newest powertrain that Ford is bringing out. They're putting a big, big bet on this alternate powertrain. Basically, you get the power of a V8 in a V6, and you get pretty much V6 mileage unless you really stomp it on the accelerator like you you have a tendency to do if you're driving the Ford the Taurus show. It's an interesting technology. It uses many of the basic advantages that have helped make the newest generation of diesels so effective. Turbocharging, twin turbocharging, and direct injection. Now, they've been talking about doing it not just in the 6, but they've confirmed that they're bringing out a 4-cylinder version. And so there have been reports that they're even going to go to a super small 1-liter 4-cylinder EcoBoost. But my sources, several of them, have told me that they are also looking at going the other direction. What happens if you don't just go with the general philosophy of, there's no replacement for displacement? Well, maybe there is. And that's what Ford is betting. What would happen if you took a modest-sized V8 version of the EcoBoost and used that to replace the big blocks that they're using in the most powerful of the Mustangs, the Shelby GT500? We're talking about, you know, the technology that might be able to turn out 500-plus horsepower and yet deliver not much fuel economy that's almost in V6 range.
Wow, that would be something, definitely. And Ford, of course, has got some interesting new engines for the Mustang around the bend. But that's going to be for model year 2011, Paul, so it's not something we're going to see anytime soon.
Yeah, I wish I could talk about a few things that I've learned that will be coming up at the L.A. Auto Show. I can just give you a hint that there will be some Mustang news there, and stay tuned. We'll be breaking it on the DetroitBureau.com in just a matter of weeks before the L.A. Auto Show, but we have agreed to at least hold off a few weeks before then, before we reveal what could be exciting news about the Mustang.
Oh, very good. Can't wait for that. L.A. is certainly shaping up to be a very important show. A lot of North American debuts and certainly a number of world debuts. What are some of the vehicles that you're particularly looking forward to seeing?
Oh, gosh, there's so many right now. I hate to say it, I haven't done my full list of them yet. So I'm gonna beg off, because the ones that I would like to talk about right now are the ones that I've gotten under embargo. So I'm going to say stay tuned on that, Bob, because everyone I can talk about, I'd get in trouble for doing so.
Very good, Paul.
Yeah, the listeners have to understand that a lot of times we journalists get sneak peeks at things, and we do make a devil's trade occasionally, and we get things on embargo. And sometimes if you even mention that a car is going to be somewhere, you can wind up getting into a little trouble. So everything I know is I've already got embargo information on.
That makes a lot of sense to me, definitely. We have a winner on the GTR question.
I knew the answer to that before they did.
Absolutely. The gentleman's
the
name.
ES, you know what ES stands for?
What does it stand
Sweet.
For? Sweet. Sweet is right. Yes, we want to congratulate Jeff in Boston, listening on the business station AM 1060 WBIX, and Skyline was the former name for the GTR. Is it still called the Skyline in Japan, Paul?
I don't think it is anymore. I've got to double-check that. I'm embarrassed to say I should know that, and I can't remember. I believe that some people are still calling it that, but the GTR is the preferred name. It is funny, isn't it, though, that the Japanese have always had some really, really odd names. Remember the name of the old 240?
Exactly.
The old Z car?
Yeah, absolutely.
The pink lady.
The fair lady. Excellent. Yeah, definitely. We should definitely talk a little bit more about the history of, speaking of Nissan, but also Infiniti, which I can't believe is now 20 years old.
Yeah, isn't that remarkable? Actually, not just Infiniti, but Lexus.
Mm-hmm.
The two brands made their debuts in 1989. It's hard to imagine that they've been around 20 years. Infiniti is still, in many ways, sort of a work in progress. They continue to try to find a way to really, really pull off the sort of coup that Toyota did with Lexus. Lexus, of course, now being the number one best-selling luxury brand in the United States, back and forth in a battle with Toyota. But Lexus has done an amazing job. Nissan has just not quite been able to pull off the same sort of transformative breakthrough that Toyota did.
And remember that initial funky advertising campaign that Infiniti rolled out?
Yeah, what was it? Rocks and trees. And unfortunately, I think that was part of the problem. You know, many of us suspected that when Nissan launched Infiniti 20 years ago, that they got taken a little bit by surprise by the timing that Toyota had for its Lexus division. It always felt like the initial Infiniti products were, maybe a year away from really being properly developed, and that they always were just a little bit less refined. Do you remember the belt buckle type of logo,
the
hood ornament on the original Q45.
Yeah.
I mean, there was just something about it that was intriguing, but not quite up to the level of refinement that you would have expected out of that brand new, then brand new luxury division. Now, they've got some great products right now. The M is a nice vehicle. The G, which they have spread from sedan to coupe and convertible, both, you know, all three of those are really spectacular. And I think we're going to be seeing even more interesting stuff from Infiniti going forward. Whether it will become the sort of powerhouse that Lexus has become is going to remain to be seen. But right now, it's still sort of an also-ran.
I've got to ask you about a new Lexus. Many people thought it never would happen, but they've done it. They've built the LFA, the supercar, with a staggering price tag, Paul. I mean, are there enough buyers to be interested in this vehicle with all the offerings out there? You mentioned the GTR.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Of course, they're only looking for 500 of those buyers. But when those buyers are looking to have to spend eventually somewhere in the neighborhood of $375,000 to $390,000, they haven't worked out the final price tag yet. But that's just an amazing amount of money. I don't care what they have done to the car.
Yeah.
I've had a chance to drive it, by the way. You'll be able to find a review on the DetroitBureau.com. It is a blast to drive. I had a morning session out at Miami Homestead, but we can talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely. We'll hold Paul through the top of the hour news, and then we'll check the motorsports, and Melvin Benziquin will kick off the new segment, the classic restoration segment. This is Auto World on the GCN and NRN radio network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.